Hi, this is Amaya Edwards.
And Shannon Chua from the Radio 2 crew here, hosting our celebrity music podcast with today's special guest.
In the studio, we have Mr. K. Mr. K is a TV production teacher, radio broadcaster here at the Castle.
Thanks for having me, girls.
Sure.
Excited to be here.
All right, so how many years at Sterling have you been here?
This is going into my 13th year, girls.
Wow, that's a really long time.
It is a long time. You guys are barely probably even born at that point. You're what, 4 or 5 years old at that point?
I don't.
All right, 2005. How old were you?
Five.
There you go. You were 5 years old when I started.
I was like three.
There you go. See, I've been here a while.
All right. Thank you for your service. What do you love most about your job here?
It's neat to work with different students in different areas. It's neat here to work with the radio program. I've had some experience doing that many years ago. I like doing the TV games, going out and do the events, whether they be the sporting events or the events in the auditorium when we do the musical. I get to see all you guys at your best, which is cool. I like that.
So what have you brought in for us to listen to today?
Well, I have my 10 favorite songs that I have. I'm 50 years old, so a lot of my music you're going to notice is from the 70s and the 80s, back when I was in high school. So you'll notice a lot of the songs that I have here are kind of hard rock songs from back during the 70s and 80s.
So
first, we have Whitesnake, Slide It In. Now, how did this all make it into your top 10?
I really like this group. They have a lot of tie-ins with some bands I liked in the 70s. It just happens to be a really neat, fun song. It was a band I'd seen in the Spectrum way back in the day in concert. Just a lot of fun, and you can crank it up and wake the neighbors with it.
All right, once again, this is Whitesnake, Slide It In.
I'm sorry.
All right, the next song is Asia's Only Time Will Tell.
This is a group, again, they were huge in the beginning of the 80s, the early 80s. They had two or three big albums, and on MTV, this was a huge video. It happens to be one of my favorite videos. I believe it has with a gymnast in the video. So this is a song I really enjoy.
So right now, this is Asia's Only Time Will Tell.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes. There's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along. Choosing.
ELO, Shine a Little Love. We are here. I'm Amaya.
And Shannon.
We are here with Mr. K with our podcast.
Our next song on the list is Southside Johnny, This Time Is For Real.
And what's neat about this, girls, this is a group that not a lot of people are familiar with, but they're very good friends with Bruce Springsteen, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen has covered some of their songs and vice versa. They flipped. These guys are a big time party band for older people when you're down the shore on the during the summer. This is a band, they play a lot down there, and this is just a real, real fun song to listen to.
Well, like, how did you get into, like, this specific artist or this song?
What I did is I just, off the top of my head, I just tried to think of songs that make me feel real good. Mm-hmm. I like things loud. I like to dance around. I can't dance, but I like to just move around and have some fun. And to me, this is just a fun party song. You're bound around with your friends, you're having a good time, there's a lot of horns in it. It's pretty cool. I like this song.
Now let's give it a listen to Southside Johnny, This Time It's For Real.
Down.
about you. Lord knows I've been thinking about you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Meatloaf, Amnesty Is Granted. Now, we're back here. Mr. K, what was your first concert you've been to?
I do remember. It was at the Tower Theater, probably 1982 or so. Tower Theater would be like if you went to our Sterling Auditorium and it had two levels. It's a very small venue. I went to see a band called Quiet Riot. They were a heavy metal big hair band. And they sang a song. Their big song was Come On, Feel the Noise and Party All the Time. So that was my first concert. And at that point, because it was so small, I didn't realize how loud it was. My ears rang for about 4 days after that. It was so loud in there. Neat experience, a little intimidating. But I from that point on, I still, even today, I bring either cotton balls or something to put in my ears because that ringing experience is rough.
I wish. My first concert was the Jonas Brothers.
Did you wear your ear stuff in that one?
No, but I was all the way in the back, and I was living.
Good. My daughter's been to that. Actually, I think I took her to one of them. Mm. But there's just a difference with heavy, heavy guitars. It really hits your ears hard, and it can make your eyes.
In a small, little.
Yeah, imagine being in the Sterling Gym, put a second level on it, make it a little bit longer to the back, and then just have some band just to your ears bleed. It's that loud. And I didn't know that. So for 4 or 5 days, it was rough.
All right, let's get ready for our next song. It's Sammy Hagar, Your Love is Driving Me Crazy.
And this guy is one of my favorite singers of all time. In fact, the song coming after it is a Van Halen song, who he became the lead singer for. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. Sammy Hagar is fantastic to see in concert. Really gets you up on your feet. This song that I chose is one of his first hits that he did. And then we're going to seg into my favorite Van Halen song that he was the lead singer as well.
All right, let's give it a listen. Sammy Hagar, Your Love is Driving Me Crazy.
Yeah.
Coming out of Van Halen's Dreams and right back in the studio, it's Amaya Edwards
and Shannon Chua.
And we are here with Mr. K. Now, Mr. K, we are leading down or into our top three, your three songs.
Yep.
Now, with the next song, Queen Hammer to the Fall, is it connected to any memories or?
What's kind of cool about that, they had a big show, a worldwide show, Live Aid, that was held in Philadelphia. And today, the stadium does not exist. It was JFK Stadium. It's now where the Flyers and Sixers play, whatever they call that arena right now. It was a big open bowl, and there was it was the first ever national, worldwide concert that MTV helped put on. There was one in England at the same time they started it because they were before us, and at the same time there was one in Philadelphia, and all the huge acts of the time were involved. Anybody you could think of that was big was in this show. It went from morning to night, again, acts in overseas in England, acts here in Philadelphia. And one of my favorite bands is Queen. Freddie Mercury, the lead singer, is no longer with us. And it's often said that this song that I've chosen, they played in Live Aid. And it's often said for the rock era, it might be the greatest performance in a rock show ever. And it happens to be a very neat song. And the tie-in for it, it kind of, if you look deep into the lyrics, it's about nuclear war. You're waiting for the hammer to fall. Is America going to do something? Is Russia going to do something? And he chose that to sing it. Again, we're going to play the version on the album, but just as cool as if you ever go to YouTube and search this song and put in Live Aid. I think it's one of the most amazing performances. 80,000 people in England are totally into. So again, that's why I chose this song from Queen.
All right, thank you. That's a good explanation on why you liked it. So now let's give it a listen. Queen, Hammer to Fall.
Yeah.
And that was just Boston's Foreplay Long Time. We are running down our podcast with one song left from Mr. K. Do you have any merchandise by your favorite band? Shirts, pens, books?
Do I have merchandise? Yes. I've probably got 20 shirts. You just heard one from my favorite band, Boston, a song coming up by them, too. I have to buy a shirt every concert I go to. I've got some shirts.
True.
I've got some shirts. I've got some posters. The first time, their band started in 76. The first time I saw them was 86, and I still have my shirt from going over to Philadelphia in 86. My kids actually go with me, and I bought them a shirt, too, so they're part of it. So, it's, I mean, that's part of the experience, girls. When you go to show, no matter what, go to a show, no matter what band, yeah, you want to bring something home and remember that time. And so, yeah, you got to get something. So, for me, it's T-shirts.
Right.
Okay, let's finally listen to our last song on this playlist by Mr. K, Boston, Don't Look Back.
And if I could introduce this song, this happens to be my favorite song because it talks about exactly what it says. You might make mistakes in life, but move on. You don't have to keep looking back. You don't have to harp on the things that went wrong. Part of the lyrics, a new day is breaking. It's been so long since I felt this way. It's about being positive. It's looking ahead, like you guys. Looking ahead in this project, looking apart, you have your lives in front of you. What am I going to school? Am I going to work? What am I going to make out of my life? So it's I'm a positive person. The song's about being positive. It's got some great guitar riffs in it, but it also has a message. So maybe like you know, maybe we'll take a listen to it now. Again, right. This is my all-time favorite song.
We all need some positivity in our lives these days. Yeah. Right, with Trump and everything, we all need some positive.
All right, so this is Boston, Don't Look Back.
Our podcast, that was Boston's Don't Look Back. Once again, for the last time, I'm Amaya.
And Shannon Chua.
And we were here today with Mr. K. Mr. K, thank you very much for your 13 years here and for doing this with us.
You guys are amazing hosts. Congratulations on a great podcast. You made my day.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for choosing me to have the podcast.
You guys,
I enjoyed being here. And again, best of luck with all you do in school and in the radio class.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Signing off.
It's Shannon Chua.
I'm Maya Edwards.
And I'm Mr. K. I'll give you go nights too. Ready? One, two, three.
Go nights.